Blog Talk Radio.
It's Mr. Sycamore's place. 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 I'm glad you could join me today. I really appreciate your listening ear. Yeah, I come on. It's Mr. Sycamore Slade. It's Mr. Sycamore Slade. It's Mr. Sycamore Slade. It's Mr. Sycamore Slade. Man, you all love that loves you back. It's Wednesday, 11, 2016, and you're tuned into Mr. Sycamore's Place. I'm glad you could join me today. I really appreciate you listening here. You know, I'm 30 minutes late. I apologize for that. I had some technical difficulties, but we are on and popping right now. And, is Word of Wednesday here at Mr. Sycamore's Place. And we're going to keep the format same, but we're going to actually add a little bit to it. Today we're just going to have like some, we're going to add some music mania to the day. We're going to play more music than often today. I'm just in the mood to hear a little bit of music, and I'm sure some of y'all like to hear some music as well. Maybe it'll get you through your homework if you're doing it right now, or maybe you're sitting, don't wait for the show to come on, because I know some of y'all waiting for like 9 o'clock for some Empire, whatever the case may be. But it is still Word Up Wednesday, and there's no set topic. It's a free fall. Whatever's on your mind, let it off. Just keep it clean. I will say that I won't be on air until 9. At least I don't plan on being on air till 9. But like I said, it's going to be still whatever's on your mind. Let's talk about it. But we're going to have a little bit of music. Today's format is going to be changed up just a little bit. I'm still going to give you that Bible verse. I'm going to give you a song. But the element from there on out will be music. And you want to still call in. The call number is 347-857-2320 to say what's on your mind. I mean, that part of the show is still open. And the chat room is still open as well. I'm sure some of you probably left, and hopefully you came back to see what was going on, wondering why I was saying, waiting on a host to call in. I'm here. I know we've been out of touch for a couple of episodes and all of that. We're going to get this thing on popular plan back Saturday morning as a full episode and back on track like we should be. Now let's get things started with the Lord.
I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the name.
All right. This is the Gospel Moment. We give you a Bible verse and a gospel or inspirational song. And today's Bible verse comes from John, the 13th chapter, 34th and the 35th verse. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. That was your Bible verse. Today's gospel song is coming from Yolanda Adams, the title track, In the Midst of It All. Enjoy, and we'll be back.
Thank you.
of my sorrow, through the tears and all of my fear, the Lord was there to keep me, for He kept me in the midst of it all. Not because I've been so faithful, not because I've always obeyed. No, it's not because I trusted Him. Be with me all of the way, but it's because He loved me so dearly. He was there.
All right. I am back. This is Mr. Sycamore. Tune to Mr. Sycamore's Place. Well, you're probably wondering, where is Mr. Violet Purple? Where's Mr. Violet Purple? Mr. Violet Purple is busy. There was a chance that we weren't even going to be on there tonight, but I figured, you know what, let me at least let him hear my voice. And like I said, I wanted to hear some music, and I was going to be listening to me some music today anyway. So I said, well, let me just let them hear some of what I'd like to be hearing, you know, and get them in a musical high, per se, like I'm going to be in. That was your gospel song, Yolanda Adams, in the midst of it all. And your Bible verse today, again, John the 13th chapter, 34th and the 35th verse. And it was talking about a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I loved you, that ye also love one another. But this shall all men know, that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. It's simple. The Lord is telling us that he wants us to love one another as he loves us. The love that he has for us is magnificent. It's unquestionable. Well, we may have a fight for each other or for someone in particular. We don't love, our fellow man. Some of us don't even love ourselves, but the Lord says that that's something that's, and he pretty much says it's a must to even enter his kingdom. You must love one another as he loves us. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I can sit here and say the simple, but it is. If you're filled with Jesus Christ, if he's within you, if you've allowed him to become your one and only King, Savior, God, if you've allowed him to be your one and only, then it ain't hard to love. But if you got worship somewhere, because you may think that you're the top of the world because you've got, idol stuff that you worship. I got all this money or all these possessions. I don't hold by nothing. And so you blind yourself with those mind frames, those thought processes, and those you can't figure out why, even though I got all of this, things are still going wrong. So go ahead and giving it to God. It'll still be yours. He'll allow you to do what you want to with it if you're doing it right. He'll even allow you to do the wrong thing with it. But ain't no need complaining, But that's all I have to say on that today. What we're going to do right now, like I said, I'm going to give you a little bit of music to vibe to. We're going to start this thing off on a go-go swing with Kid and Play. Roll with Kid and Play. Enjoy.
hit and play. Now everybody sing.
Can't get enough
of that funky go, go, go rhythm.
You wanted a dope jam?
Well, that's what we're giving.
We're headed for fame.
Because Ken Play driven.
Boy, we know game.
And large is how we're living.
We stay paid.
You know the boys have got it made.
See, I'm the friend.
And I'm the fella with the high top fade.
Get down to the sound.
You know we're about to turn it out. Roll with Kid and Play. Everybody shout.
black folk complaining that crime don't stop. I wanna go to a place where lovers go, do the things that lovers do. No stress, a sweet caress from me to you. I wanna do the things we used to do, say the things we used to say, just let.
This is Mr. Sycamore. You tune into Mr. Sycamore's Place. The other two tracks that you heard was some Karen White, The Way You Love Me, and we just finished it off with some Kindred, The Family So Far Away. Let me give you all real quick an article just to keep you abreast, keep you informed on some of the things that that are out there. Let me give you a little bit of a story out of Chicago where a judge refuses to reinstate a $3.5 million jury verdict in favor of police. A Cook County judge ruled Tuesday her conversation, her controversial decision to negate a $3.5 million jury verdict in a Chicago police shooting should stand. Associate Judge Elizabeth Buzinski threw out the jury's award of damages in November. The jury had found Officer Marco Proano had used unjustified force in killing 19-year-old Nico husband in 2011. But in answering yes to a written question as part of their decision, jurors contradicted the verdict by indicating that Proano had a reasonable belief that his life was in danger when he opened fire. In asking Buzinski to reinstate the $3.5 million award, lawyers for husband's mother, Priscilla Price, had argued the wording of the question was confusing. But in a 7-page ruling, Buzinski wrote that even though several jurors signed sworn affidavits that their intent was to find the officer liable of excessive force, there was no reasonable hypothesis to reconcile their verdict with their answer to the question, known in legal terms as a special interrogatory. The judge held that the use of the jurors' affidavits was improper and may not be considered. Lawyers for Price could not immediately be reached for comment, but they have said they expected to appeal if the judge ruled against them. It was some detailed controversy surrounding the judge's decision in the front page story in December, the height of the fallout over the video of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald being shot 16 times by a Chicago police officer. The foreman of the jury in Price's case told the Tribune he was stunned by Buzinski's sudden reversal of their ruling, especially after jurors had acquired by written note if their answer to the special interrogatory would affect the outcome of the verdict. The judge didn't directly answer, instead telling jurors to use their best judgment. He said, "My face was on fire," said the foreman, who spoke on condition of anonymity. "We put so much into this. I thought it was a really odd thing to go from $3.5 million to nothing because of wording on a piece of paper." Husband was shot on a sweltering night in July 2011 as police responded to a call of a person with a gun, encountered dozens of teens and young adults packed into a Southside storefront for an underground dance party. As Gresham District officers arrived at the scene near 80th Street and Ashland Avenue, they tried to pat down partygoers as they left and gained control of the crowd. Meanwhile, husband came out of the building and appeared to be struggling with a young woman, court record. Proano testified at the Daily Center trial that he and two other officers grabbed husband by the arms and tried to pull the girl from his grip. As they wrestled with him, Proano told jurors he felt the butt of a gun in husband's waistband. He said he yelled out, "Gun, gun." A transcript of his testimony shows. Proano said he tried to wrest the weapon from husband, but was afraid it would go off and wound the young woman or someone else. After another officer tried unsuccessfully to deploy a taser, Proano drew his gun and fired three times. A statement from the police news affair office that night said husband had reached for his gun and pointed it at the officers, prompting Proano to shoot husband in fear of his life. An autopsy report showed that husband had been shot three times in the chest. The first two shots came from about 2 feet away. The third shot was a contact wound, an indication from burn marks on the shirt that Proano had pressed his gun directly against husband's chest before pulling the trigger. The autopsy found the trajectory of the bullet suggested husband was already on the ground when it was fired. Husband, who weighed just 135, had no drugs or alcohol in his system at the time of his death, the autopsy found. The young woman turned out to be a friend of his from a dance troupe they had participated in when they were in grammar school. She testified at trial that she and husband had been dancing together at the party, and that while she did yell, "Get off of me," as he had his hands on her, she was actually talking of the officers. Court records show husband had a criminal record, including two convictions for gun possession in 2009 and 2010 that landed him in Cook County Sheriff's boot camp program. But the attorney, Rex's family, Donald Shapiro, argued at trial that the gun had been planted by officers. He said that it only had one bullet in it, making implausible any story the husband was trying to aim it at three burly police officers who were wrestling with him. Pirano was not cleared by the city's police oversight agency, but also awarded a department commendation for valor, record show. It wasn't until 2 years later when a police dashboard camera caught Pirano cocking his gun sideways and unloading a dozen shots at a carload of unarmed teenagers in an unrelated incident that he was taken off the streets while an investigation unfolded. Two wounded. Pirano, who remains on death duty, is also the subject of a criminal investigation by the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's offices. Well, simple wording in some documents, even though the judge, simple questioning, if this was seen this way, is it going to affect our verdict? The judge never did answer properly, but when it was all said and done, their wording on the document calls for a reversal of what was given, which is $3.5 million in the verdict. I'm glad I've never been on a jury. I've gone to jury duty a couple of times and never even got called up. My number was so far down the list. But, I mean, I wouldn't be good for anybody's jury anyway, because, I mean, what I think and I feel about a certain thing is what I'm going to think and feel. Ain't nobody going to change my mind. And, sometimes I may be biased. I don't know. I have to be on, in the place to even figure out what's going on. I feel a certain way about something, just like the stuff that's going on in the world now with the transgenders and no praying in school and all of that kind of stuff. I'm against all of that stuff. So it wouldn't be good to have Mr. Sycamore on your board or your panel to vote for that stuff to be accepted, because you're in a bad place if I'm on that panel. But anyway, let's get back to some music. Go a little old school. I know it's been kind of old school, but let me go a little bit further back and give y'all some Secret Weapon. Must be the music. I am back. This is Mr. Sycamore, and you're tuned into Mr. Sycamore's Place. It is Word of Wednesday. Give you some music mania today, and I'll give you a couple of posts from around the globe. The song that I gave you that followed up that secret weapon was SOS band, Take Your Time, Do It Right. Sade, turn my back on you, and Samuel, So You Like What You See. I have one more article that I want to read to you all before I get out of here. And this is what I want to ask you all when I first started out. How was your Mother's Day? Did any of you go out and spoil them? Your mother, did you get spoiled, whatever the case may be? I'm hoping you all had a wonderful Mother's Day Sunday. But here's a story that lets me know that everyone didn't have a wonderful Mother's Day. A brawl breaks out on Mother's Day at Atlanta area restaurant. An Atlanta area restaurant had to close early on Mother's Day due to a brawl that started because an employee was smiling. News outlets report that a fight broke out between customers and employees Sunday at Kiku Japanese Steakhouse, East Point. A police report says busboy DeMonte Harrison was cleaning tables when a female customer berated him for smiling. Harrison replied that it was his job to smile, and a male customer punched Harrison. The report says Harrison was attacked by three other men. Employees attempted to help Harrison fight them off. Parts of the fight were recorded on cell phone video by other customers. No one was seriously injured. East Point police are looking for four men and one woman in the incident. Restaurant owner Charlie Sun estimates he lost $5,000 in business because of the fight. So a lady got mad at a guy for smiling. The guy said, "I smile because that's my job." A guy punches him in the face, and three more guys join in. Wow, that doesn't sound, you know, realistic, but I mean, I guess it was. And there's cell phone video to prove it. But it just seems like something is left out of that story. Why would the woman get mad at the guy for just smiling? I can't, you know, it would happen, but I can draw my own conclusions that either the woman looked funny and the guy kept smiling because she looked funny, or something was going on at the table between the guy and the woman and the guy kept smiling about it and the woman got upset about it, or they were just there looking for trouble, period. But just for somebody to be smiling at me, say, "What you smiling at?" And when they say, "Oh, I'm supposed to smile. That's my job." And then I get punched in the face. I punch them in the face. Come on now, that don't even, you know, something is missing from the beginning of the story. That story started in the middle. But anyway, the person who's going to gain the most out of this, you all know, restaurant owner Charlie Sun. He already said he estimates he lost $5,000 in business because of the fight. So he's been to get him, Stephen. He's been to sue him from people, and see, he got the money to get him a lawyer. You know, oh boy, Harrison might get a little bit for pain and suffering, but son, he gonna get him some money for what they did to him, because you know he lost money. I had to close down my establishment because these people were acting up in here. Now, one last story, and I'm going to get out of here. It was said that Lauryn Hill had a concert the other day, and she showed up, I want to say 2 hours late for the show, and only did like a 40-minute set when she was there. And people were upset, and they were saying that she was, you know, in the area. So why was she so late? She tried to say that the limousine driver got lost, and when they said that's a lie, you know, we're not using paper maps anymore. You have we have GPS and all that kind of stuff. So what's the lie? She said, well, you know, she was not feeling these are not words. She wasn't really feeling the aura hadn't hit her yet to come get on stage. So until she felt that, you know, to get her out to where she could really perform like she was supposed to, she didn't feel right to come up on the stage. So a lot of people got upset. Now she's canceled the show since then. So I don't know what's going on with Lauryn Hill. I mean, she's not the Miss Education of Lauryn Hill anymore. Maybe she needs to take advantage of all these, you know, outlets that are booking her. I don't know what's going on. You never know what's going on with these people who are in the business. You think because they're in the business, they got it going on. No, it ain't even like that. A lot of times, and this is for anybody. You can't judge a book by its cover. But anyway, I'm going to play two more songs, and I'm getting out of here because, you know, I got to try to get some stuff straightened and get ready for my show. I just got to get ready to get out of here. But anyway, I'm going to give you all a couple more songs and I'm going to be out of here. And until Saturday, I want to just say, I want you all to keep your head up, stay focused, and always let your good times outweigh your bad times. I'm going to let these songs take me out tonight. Good night, everyone.
Just cool it.
Cool. Easy does it, do it easy. Push up on a QE and let it squeeze me. Relax a little, let your body work. Heavy D's in effect, and I'm cool
with
my first.
mine.